Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? I want to introduce to you, in this corner of the good and the right, stands a champion robed in white. His height exceeds the heavens. His weight outweighs the world. His reach reaches everywhere. His age is evermore. He is higher than the highest, greater than the great. No one will ever take his crown away. More mighty than the mightiest, and he reigns from above. He's the all-time undisputed, undefeated champion of love. He left his hometown to enter this arena, to raise his hand in victory for all of you and me. But an angry crowd, they crucified this king who wore their crown, and they gladly watched the champion go and down. But I will never count him out, for I'm a witness of the day he rose to retain the title, the champion of love. He is higher than the highest. He's greater than the great. No one will ever take his crown away. He's more mighty than the, and he reigns from above. He is higher than the highest. He's greater than the great. No one will ever take his crown away. He's more mighty than the mightiest, and he reigns from above.
See you, and it's good to be back. I just want to say thank you from my bottom of my heart, from my church family, for allowing us to run out of here last Sunday afternoon and stay away for all the time we did. Give you an update on my sister, if you've not read it. The oncologist called her husband yesterday afternoon and told him, with or without chemo or any kind of help, she will not be in this world very long. Ooh, and my goal in going was to see her alive one last time. So thank you. And I want to thank Steve for handling everything here and preparing to preach this morning. When he came on staff here, he had a great desire to preach, and I said, we'll give you opportunities. Well, he's had a lot of opportunities, and along with the times we scheduled, and I'm so thankful he's here, and I know you are too. There are a number of announcements that I want to make and touch upon this morning. The first one I have here is a thank you from Marilyn Blanchard's daughter. She had a mishap a while back and was homebound for a good bit, and we built a wheelchair ramp for her, and she sent a nice thank you to us. A couple of things, some of these are in your foundation, some are not. There's a wild game supper at a sister church over in Sweetwater in North Augusta. It is on the 10th at 5 o'clock. The 11th, and I do believe this is in the foundation, there is I know there is, it's a special flyer in there, a shower for their little brother and his son, and it's for the whole church. It's seriously, it is for the whole church, and they're going to have a covered dish meal on the 11th after service. And I asked Keith what kind of power tools he wanted. So, it's for the entire church, men and women, covered to celebrate their new son, Ethan. Also, that is the day we change time. So remember, put that on your calendar so that you're not here early or late, whatever happens when all that changes. Sister Church Belvedere over at First Baptist Belvedere, 10, 12 miles from here. The Singing Churchmen are going to be there on the 13th. Brother Joe Brewer is part of that group. They've come around about once every other year somewhere locally. Would love to have them here, but we can't hold the men would fill up our sanctuary. But nonetheless, it's great time, great music. They do everything in the way of music, from Southern gospel to classical. You just got to go and enjoy the time with them. It is on the 13th at 6:45, First Baptist Belvedere. If you don't know how to get there, I will be glad to show you or take you with us that evening. On the 17th, the following Saturday, the ladies' group called Sarah Song is going to be here. The time is different than it's been printed or in the bulletin or on the flyer out front. It is 4 in the afternoon instead of 5. And Kathy Brewer and my bride are part of that group. And the last time they were here, we had a full house. I trust we have a full house again. A wonderful time of praise. So you've got things coming along that just to enjoy your Christianity and fellowship with brothers and sisters in Christ. 24th is a work day here at the church starting at 9 o'clock. The 30th, Good Friday, it's the time that keeps marching on. Good Friday, there will be a combined service with other churches down at Mid Valley. This is on Highway 1 going towards Augusta. I don't know how far past Bobby's Barbecue, but it's down there by the cemetery. But 1 o'clock on Good Friday, as a number of churches join together and celebrate that time. So I told you February is going to be slow because of the time of year, but we're making up for it next month. Many things to be involved in. Put those on your calendar if at all possible. Again, we're delighted you're here today. If you're a guest with us, I ask you to fill out a visitor's card, drop it in the offering plate as it comes by. Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we again just honor you and praise you today. We thank you for your goodness and your grace. We thank you for bringing us together as a church body, as a family of believers. Lord, we all need you. Every one of us in this room needs you. Let your Spirit speak to hearts. Bring encouragement, peace. Open eyes to the truth. Let this day be a great day to say it was a wonderful day to be in the house of the Lord. Let us honor you with our songs, our words, and through this, your word as it's brought to us this day. Thank you again. In the name of our Savior, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Let's stand again and let's sing a little more, beginning with, "We have come into his house to worship him." something has been on my heart the last couple of days, and the devil's just been fighting me. He says, "Nah, you don't need to do that. I don't know how the people will take it. I don't know how they'll respond to this, but folks, I believe in the power of prayer. And I believe that God is still in the business to where he can heal when he wants to heal. I believe that he's still in the business of doing anything that he wants to do. Do you believe that? Are you with me here? Do you understand what I'm talking about? I'm going to ask, and they don't have any idea. I'm going to ask Daryl and Diane if they will come up here. I want them to come and sit right here on this front pew. If you would do this for us. And if you consider yourself a prayer warrior, or if you have the ability to pray, I'm going to ask you, get up from where you are and come and surround these two. This is our pastor and his wife. And they need our prayers right now. They have a family member who is fighting for her life. And this is never an easy task. So I'm asking you, I'm going to lead us out in prayer here in just a minute. But let's lay hands on these folks and let's pray for them the way God intended. Just work your way in the best you can. Just reach out and touch somebody. And let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your love. Thank you so much for your mercy. Your grace that you bestow on us so often that we don't even realize most of the time when you're there. But God, we know that you're in control of the good. We know that you're in control of things that happen in our lives that are not so good. Father, today we come interceding on behalf of Daryl and Diane and Daryl's sister Dolores. Father, we know that your plan is the plan that we want to see carried out. Father, we know that you have a plan. You never fail us. You always know exactly what to do and exactly when to do it. Father, sometimes the circumstances that we go through are not pleasant. And right now, Lord, we know that Daryl and Diane and Dolores and the rest of this family that are scattered around that have come together through this, Lord, we just ask your blessings on all of them. As you stay with them through the days ahead, whether it be a few or many, Father, we just ask your blessings. And Lord, I specifically and intentionally right now pray for Dolores. I pray that you touch her body. I just pray, Father, that if she's in any pain right now, I just ask that you give her peace. Just ask that you just touch her as only you can. For Daryl and Diane, Lord, and the rest of this family who are dealing with this, Lord, we know that you're in their midst. Just bless them, Father, as they work through this as a family. Father, we don't know your will, we don't know your plan, but we know we trust you. So we give you this, and we give you all things in your precious Son's name. Amen.
Rebecca?
Just move on.
Okay.
Thank you.
As we mentioned a while ago, Daryl and Diane's, we like to really keep them in our prayers, very much so, and Daryl's sister. But there's so many more people that we need to remember as well in our church. So let us pray. Father, we thank you so much for your grace and your love. And Father, we ask you now that you would just bless every one of us here and also to the sound of our voice, that you would just heal. There's so many ways. There's the sickness of health. There's spiritual health. And there's just so many different ways of relationships. Father, we ask you would just be in those situations. Take care of each and every one of them. Father, we thank you for all you have done. And Father, we thank you so much for a man by the name of Billy Graham who has really done so much for you. And now he is now sitting in front of you. Father, we thank you so much for all he has done. And we thank you so much for so much that he has done, bringing so many people to Christ. Don't ever forget that it's one of our main reasons was to witness. He always brought that forward. He always said, my purpose on this earth was to bring so many souls to Christ. And he did that. We thank you for that. Father, we ask you much for this church, for all it has done for me and for so many other people, for its staff. They have done so much. The change it has been is so great, and we thank you for that. In all this, we ask in your holy and precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Joe. Let's stand together and turn over to hymn number 746. He keeps me singing. I love this old song. He keeps me singing. Let's sing together. Continues to come down. Take just a minute to shake somebody's hand.
Father, we now come to you and thank you so much for all you have done for us. And Father, thank you for your love and your grace. And we ask you now that you would just bless the gift and giver, and that we ask this in all of Christ's name. Amen.
You know, there's a lot going on in the world today, and some of our church family members are dealing with illness and personal issues. But if we take a moment and just find a quiet place and listen to the voice of God, He will provide comfort to all who believe. And in addition, Psalms 95:8 says, "Listen to what God the Lord says. He will provide peace to all His children." I could not go on without Him. I know this world would overwhelm my soul. Could not see the right way to go when temptation o'er me rolled. He whispers sweet peace to me. He whispers sweet peace to me when I am cast down and I'm troubled in soul. He whispers sweet peace to me. Still small voice, we know it's a voice that dispels all my fears. And when I am cast down and I'm troubled in soul, that still small voice I hear. He whispers sweet.
Whispers sweet peace.